Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, with Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crowe as Ryan. Episode 2, The Wild Bunch.
Sometimes, in the middle of the night when it's dead quiet, and there are no car alarms going off or thumping sound systems, when it's like everyone on the Sutter Estates in the land of Nod, that's when I pretend I'm in Oregon or Texas or Arizona. I look beyond the streetlights and I think, those stars up there are the very same ones that guided the pioneers across America 150 years ago. We may live different lives to them, with our microwaves and video and World Wide Web, but how different are we really? We're just trying to get by, keep out of trouble and be happy. Then a car alarm goes off and a dog starts barking and someone shouts, "Shut that bloody rail!" And wallop, I'm home again, home on the range.
Chops, what's the problem? You had it with being a baby? Is that it?
Just ignore her. She'll only expect the attention if you keep giving it to her.
Oh, cuddle wouldn't hurt though, would it? I always cuddled you when you wouldn't settle. You're a very cranky baby, actually. Lungs like foghorns.
I know. Please, Mum, let me do it my way, OK? I'm going to be tough but fair with Shauna. You were too easy going.
I wasn't.
So how come I got pregnant at 17?
The usual way. The way I warned you about when I bought you your first bra.
All I'm saying is this estate's infested with evil little kids who'd mug you for a fruit gum. Shauna's not going to be one of them. Oh, great.
What's happened?
Well, keep the walkway clear, thank you. There's nothing to see.
Is someone hurt?
Old lady in 802 had a bit of a tumble. We're taking her in. Does she live alone?
Olive? Yeah, her husband died years ago. Anything I can do?
You can stop that kid mucking about with my wing mirror.
Oi! Touch that and you're dead meat, do you hear me?
Poor Olive. You should have seen her, Maeve. If she hadn't fallen near her phone, she might have lain there for days. Oh, I don't bear thinking about. Do you want another shandy, Nat? Go on, barmaid's treat.
No, Tal. You know, she had a go at me last week because she said the buggy was blocking the lift. It weren't anywhere near it.
Be honest, Heather. I love Dobson's not someone you're warm to.
Well, maybe we should have tried harder.
You remember when I was a kiddie and she took my ball away? I didn't hit her window on purpose.
See, I like to think the Sutter Estate's like a wagon train of pioneer folk in, I don't know, Oregon? Conquering a hostile land, sticking together and looking out for each other.
Eating beans, getting scalped.
This isn't Little House on the Prairie. People don't give a monkeys about each other round here.
I refuse to believe that. I feel bad that I never got to know Olive, you know, seeing that she's okay. Well, from now on I will. And I bet you, underneath that rude exterior is a sweet, lonely old woman.
Uh-oh. Don't look now, Heather. But your secret admirer is back again.
He's just being friendly.
So how come he never wants me to serve him? How come he keeps staring at you? See? He's doing it now.
Which one? Him in the denim jacket?
Shh. Stop it, you two.
A pint of beer and some dry roasted, please.
Right you are. Heather, could you serve the gent?
Oh, your name's Heather, is it? I've been trying to guess.
What did you come up with? Rumpelstiltskin?
Well, I knew it would have to be something that smells fantastic.
Don't mind them. They watch too much Blind Date.
As it happens, Heather, love, I hadn't even noticed him.
I can't pay you back. My pension doesn't run to minicabs.
My treat.
They said I could wait for an ambulance.
You're here now, Olive, so don't worry about it. Give us your key and we'll soon get you settled.
Oh.
Yeah, that wrist's going to hurt for a while. Still, lucky it's not broken.
Are you always this cheerful?
I suppose I am.
It's making my head ache.
That and the concussion. Is that where you like to sit?
Oh, here you go. Are all me things here? Have I been burgled?
Everything's fine. Now, I got you some fresh bread and milk. I'll make us some tea, shall I?
Who invited you?
I did.
I'm sorry, Olive, but you're lumbered. Now, stop being such a ratbag or you make your headache worse.
I thought it was them, you see. That's why I panicked.
Who?
I wouldn't have fallen if I hadn't panicked.
Start at the beginning, Olive.
I'm used to it. Kids ringing me doorbell, playing knockdown ginger. You ask your daughter. But this new lot come at night. Calling me a cow and all sorts, playing silly buggers outside the window. The darkness makes it worse, you see. I'd knock them into next week if it was daytime. Anna was 20 years younger.
Oh, do you know where they are?
Used to be the Tobin kids, but this new lot have scared them off. I wouldn't mind if it was the Tobins.
What happened last night?
I thought I heard someone at the front door. Probably just the telly, but, ooh, I'm that on edge. So then I thought, have I put the chain on? I went to check, missed my step and hit the hall table on the way down.
Yeah, you look like you've been 7 rounds with Prince Nazim.
They didn't push me over and they haven't nicked anything. But they've stolen my nerve. That's what they've bloomin' well done. I hope you didn't get me that granary bread, only it sticks under me plate.
Oi, Eva! Your carriage awaits!
Oh, it's you! I thought it was some dirty old man.
Less of the old, thank you. So, do you want a lift or are you waiting till I get done for parking at a bus stop? Go on, I'll drive slow over the speed bumps.
Oh, all right.
So, do you always accept lifts from strangers?
Only when my feet are killing me. Anyway, I know you.
You guess my name then.
Tommy. I heard Maeve say it.
Oh. So you were listening out, were you? Wondering who the tall, dark stranger was who just moseyed into town? Wow, wow, wow.
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. That's my 7th favourite Western.
Not as good as Once Upon a Time in the West. Now that's a classic.
Only because it stars Claudia Cardinale.
So, you're into Westerns too?
Just totally. Drives my daughter barmy.
What about country and Western?
Yeah. Apart from all that he beats me but I love him nonsense.
Line dancing?
No, I've never tried it.
Well, aren't you lucky you met me? There's this pub does a great line dancing session every Friday.
And there's this granny does a great babysitting session every Friday. Sorry.
You're turning me down. The tall, dark stranger.
You could always try Claudia Cardinale.
Did you get me cod?
From the fishmongers, like you said. And Ryan picked up your prescription. You know Ryan, don't you?
Oh, yes, you're the daughter's chap. Is that baby yours?
Shauna. Yep.
Her crying goes right through me. Do you work for a living?
I've got my own computer consultancy. You ever consider getting a computer, Olive?
No, I haven't, so don't even think about trying to sell me one.
Did Dr. Reed say how long you'd be concussed?
I didn't die, you know. I can look after myself.
But while you're still a bit wobbly on your feet, we thought we'd keep an eye on you. And Ryan will check at night, make sure you're all safe and sound.
Ooh, does she talk to you like you're half-wit?
Yeah, but I just ignore her. Are you a West Ham fan?
Albie was. He bought that mug the year they beat Preston North End in the FA Cup, 1964.
You've got some great stuff.
It's not worth anything, so don't get any ideas.
What's this?
Toaster. From before they popped up. And that's for making Ovaltine, and that's for brushing cake crumbs off tablecloths. What is this, Antiques Bloody Roadshow?
Did you paint that picture in the hall?
Friend of mine did. Albie hated it. Called it an explosion in a paint factory. But I like the colours. Did you get me biscuits?
Yep. Milk chocolate, but not digestives because they...
Stick under me plate. Right.
Bye, Olive.
Bye.
You just call if you need anything. All right.
I hope I don't end up like her. A bitter, lonely old woman surrounded by all my treasures.
Well, you won't be lonely if you meet someone else. But what about Tommy in the pub?
He asked me out, but I told him I'd babysit Shauna Fridays.
Well, Nat and me don't mind staying in.
I don't know, Ryan. It's not like I...
Right, that's settled then. You're going.
Okay.
Anyway, you won't end up like Olive, surrounded by all your treasures.
Yeah?
You haven't got any.
No! Slow down, Tom! I haven't got the angle of the hospital yet!
Too late! Wait till it comes round again. Now, one step forward, one back and slap your calf.
Should I rub my tummy and hit my head at the same time?
Just do what I do. And loosen up! It's meant to be fun, Heather!
Hey! I got it! Oh, sorry. Oh, it's my first time. No, wait, Tom. What do I do now?
She better not be back late. You know how that front door unsettles Shauna.
She's your mum. She'd come home naked on a milk flight if she likes.
I hope she took condoms. The last time she had a date, you didn't have to worry about stuff like that.
Don't be daft. What about Mike the plumber? And Gary? And that bloke with the rusty Sierra?
She didn't sleep with them.
And how do you know?
Oh, she might be on the shelf, but she's not desperate.
She's scared of ending up sad and lonely like Olive.
Line dancing sad? Well, my mum can't end up with someone who goes line dancing.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think even though you got me and Shauna, you've had your mum to yourself all these years. You don't want anyone else to have her.
Do me a favour.
No, Nat, do her a favour. Leave her to it, eh?
And after him, there was this fellow who was potty about his rusty Sierra. I couldn't compete. What about you?
Oh, me and Lynn split up last year. No fireworks, well, bit of a damn squib, really. Chloe lives with her and her new fella and stays with me weekends.
How old is she?
13. She's got her mum's bottle, but she's a bright kid.
So we both got daughters.
And we both like spaghetti westerns.
And spaghetti.
And line dancing.
Yeah, it's a laugh. I'll wear a check shirt next time.
So we're doing next time, are we?
I think so.
We haven't tried a two-step yet. Woo! Come on, you hold on tight to me and you'll soon get the hang of it.
Nat, I'm just checking on Olive. You do us a cocoa. Back in a mo. Olive, you've left your front door open.
Quick, Kelly. Look, it's someone's coming.
Oi. What were you doing in there?
We wasn't doing nothing, was we, Kel?
Nah.
Search me if you don't believe me.
Leave Olive alone. She doesn't want you here.
Go on. Search me for clues. Look at him, Kelly. He's pooing himself. Chill, all right. We was going anyway.
Olive, you okay?
Just about.
You come and sit down. I've gone now. How does she get in?
Because I'm a daft, senile old biddy. Oh. She said she wanted to say sorry for the kids who've been scaring me. Then once I'd taken the chain off, she was in, being cheeky, wandering round like she owned the place. My heart was beating so fast I thought I'd die. I can't take much more of this, Ryan.
We should call the police.
No, they'll just think I'm dotty for letting her in the first place. Which, of course, I am.
So what do you do?
Emigrate.
And then back there, under the dust sheet, that's 200 quid's worth of old cinema seats. I got them for this fella who's opening a wine bar called DiCaprio's.
Oh. What's this?
Huh? A railway sleeper. God bless Carol Smiley, eh? 50 big ones for a bit of manky old wood. Madness.
So you managed to make a living?
I've got the contacts and I've got the bullshit.
No, really?
Here we are, then.
Here we are.
Clint Eastwood would invite himself in for a coffee.
Claudia Cardinale would make him one.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Really? On video?
And I got a load of Sam Peckinpah films too. How do you fancy the world bunch?
Now, if you were to say you make a great chicken curry, I might just have to marry you.
Afraid not, but I know a takeaway that does.
You know what I haven't done in years? kissed a girl, I mean woman, on her doorstep.
You can kiss me on my mouth, or not at all.
All right.
Mum, those kids have been scaring Olive again. Oh, she's in a right state. So Ryan brought her around here. Thanks for bringing my mum home. See ya.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Tommy. I'll see you in the pub tomorrow night, all right?
So, what line of work are you in, Ryan?
He's a computer nerd.
I'm a computer consultant. Just started my own business. I'd give you my card, but I haven't done any yet.
Have you ever surfed the net, Tommy? It's amazing.
And not much call for it in my job.
Oh, you'd be surprised. A lot of antique dealers got email addresses. I could do you something if you're interested.
Tommy@anyoldiron.com.
Well, this is nice, isn't it? It's not often I get to sit on the punter side of the bar. Those horse brasses could do with a polish. I better tell Maeve. When's that DiCaprio's wine bar opening? We could all go there one night.
Sounds well naff.
Still, it has to be an improvement on sitting here like guests at a funeral, eh, Natalie?
Well, I need another drink. Heather, knock that back and I'll... Chloe, what are you doing here?
Kelly's mum gave her a fiver of fish and chips. Can I have some too?
There's a pizza in the freezer.
Don't want pizza. Go on, Dad.
Terrific way to meet Heather and her family. Nice one, Chloe. There you are. And be back by 10 at the latest, or I'll tell your mum.
Whatever.
Sorry about that. She did have manners once, but she left him on a bus. Now, where were we? Another white wine, Heather?
Oof, Ryan, your feet are like ice. Keep him on your side. Okay, he's nice looking. And he works for a living, which is a bonus. And he knows how to buy a drink, unlike Rusty Sierra. But I don't like him.
No kidding.
Well, I do want her to be happy. You know that, Rye, but not with him.
Me neither.
Hang on. You told me to let them get on with it. How come you agree with me all of a sudden? Is a certain someone after a bit of naughty tonight?
Tommy's daughter's the girl who scared Olive. And she knows I know. Honestly, Lat, if looks could kill...
Why didn't you say something?
I didn't want to make a scene. And I needed time to think.
Oh, no way am I having that evil little cow as my stepsister. Well, if you won't tell Mum, I will.
I will, Nat. At the right moment. Soon. I will! So what about this bit of naughty you were talking about just now?
I will, Ryan. At the right moment. Soon! Mind the bed bugs don't bite.
Hang on a sec. Let me shift this box of junk.
Hello, love.
All right.
Film starts at 7:30, so we got time for a quick drink.
Oh, Destry rides again. I can't wait. Did you know it was also made in the 30s with Tom Mix and in the 50s with Audie Murphy?
Anyone ever told you you're dead sexy for an anorak?
Oh, you been busy today?
Yeah, picked up some nice stuff.
Hang on. I know this. This toaster belongs to Olive Dobson. And this. And this.
Not anymore. I gave her a very good price for that lot.
But this was her husband's. FA Cup Final 1964, the year I was born.
You're never 36. So I'm going out with an older woman, am I? I'll be 35 on
November...
You've
brought all Olive's treasures off her.
Very useful source to Crumbly's sector. I sell a lot of stuff onto props people for telly and cinema. One of my ice buckets was in Heartbeat.
I can't believe she parted with it all. She loves this painting.
Well, don't hold a gun to their heads. Sell me your coronation biscuit tin or the budgie gets it.
How did you know she had such good stuff?
Well, I ring a lot of doorbells. Sometimes I come up trumps. Sometimes they try to flog me a pile of mouldy old comics you wouldn't line a litter tray with.
I hope she won't regret getting rid of all those memories.
You kidding? She drove a very hard bargain. For a Crumbly, she'd make a great used car salesman.
Only that greengrocer sells you all the soggy tomatoes if you don't keep an eye on him.
I said they were for you and he picked out the best ones. Here's your pills. How's your headache?
Oh, I'm feeling much better. And the bruise is beginning to fade. Do you want some tea, or are you going?
Hey, where's all your things?
Oh, don't say them girls came back.
I'm opening the door to no one but you and Heather. Oh, and that nice young man yesterday.
What nice young man?
He was in the area buying old junk. I told him about those girls, and he said I'd be safer in a nice rest home by the sea, and that he'd take the lot off me for a fair price, which I could put towards moving.
Oh, Olive.
You think I'm stupid, don't you? Well, I'm not. I got 80 quid for everything. That toaster's never worked. And what would anyone want with a Festival of Britain tea tray?
Oh, go on, Maeve. It's like a morgue in here. You won't need Heather tonight.
Yeah, what if there's a 10 o'clock rush? They often pile in for last orders.
You see, Maeve, he wants me all to himself.
He's welcome to you, but not tonight. Another pint, Ken.
Why don't you come over tomorrow night and we watch a video? I wouldn't mind a bit of Sergio Leone.
You and me both. But when are we going to get some privacy?
Nat and Ryan will leave us alone. Or we can go to yours. Oh, talk with the devil. Ryan, have you two got plans for tomorrow night?
No. Look, I need to talk to you.
Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah. No, thanks.
Go on, have a lager. And I'll have another one too.
No, I don't want a drink. That isn't why I'm here.
It's a pub. Drinks are our speciality.
I've just been to Olive's. She sold all her stuff to Tommy.
He gave her a fair price.
Oh, you call 80 quid fair? That isn't why I'm angry, though.
Save it for later, eh? We don't want a scene.
No. Get it off your chest now. I want to know what you're getting so aerated about.
OK. Your Chloe terrorises Olive. Keeps ringing her doorbell, scares her half to death. Then she talks away inside, has a good look round and tells you what's worth buying.
Hang on, Ryan.
Then you go round and convince her she'd be safer off the estate. But she'll need money if she wants to move. You scared Olive into selling you all her stuff. Well, didn't you?
Dear, oh dear, you've got yourself into a right state.
It was Chloe that night. Why didn't you tell me, Ryan?
Because I'm a prat.
She's a little tearaway. I don't know what she gets up to.
But apart from that, Ryan's talking rubbish. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, no, he's just got the wrong end of the stick. Look, Chloe told me that Olive had some nice gear and I might be able to do her a favour, so I did.
The crumbly sector, you said. Well, go on.
Has a crime been committed? No. Am I running a charity? No. Was she willing to sell? Yes. End of story.
End of story, all right, you rotten bastard. Taking advantage of a lonely old lady like that. Still, at least I got something out of knowing you.
What?
I learnt to line dance.
Cup of tea you didn't even ask for. How's that for spoiling you?
Oh, thanks, Nat.
And a fudge brownie. You need to eat your body weight in chocolate at times like this. Trust me, I'm your daughter.
I just feel so stupid. It's Rusty Sierra all over again. It's your dad all over again.
Better that you found out early on, before you'd got in too deep. Mum, you do know about condoms, don't you?
Nat, please. I've got condoms. Mind you, the rubber's probably perished.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, I know what they're for. And yes, I know how to use them.
What I was wondering... Well, you're brilliant at judging people, right? Well, how come you never spot the bastards?
I was wondering that. I reckon it's like when you run across the road after the green man started flashing. Or when you eat something past its sell-by date. You know, you hear warning bells, but you think, no, I'll be all right this time. Just because I sense something don't mean I act on it.
Did you hear warning bells with Tommy?
Probably, but I wasn't listening. He's a chancer, just like your dad. I can't help it. Moth to a flame, me and men like that. Oh, your Ryan's lovely. He's been brilliant with Olive. I want one just like him.
I'm dead lucky, aren't I?
So you never rated Tommy?
Not my type.
Well, warn me next time, if there is a next time. You're going to have to be tough but fair with me, same as you are with Shauna.
You're on. Now drink your tea and eat your cake, there's a good girl. Or it's straight to bed and no telly.
I love this view. These flats were really nice when we moved in. That warehouse wasn't there, just a bit of green where the kiddies rode their bikes. When kids were still kids, not psychopathic maniacs.
Still, have you decided?
Decided what?
Well, to move to a rest home by the sea.
Are you concussed and all? I'm not going anywhere.
I thought that's why you sold your treasures.
No, I was just playing that fella at his own game. He wanted me to be a silly old fool, so I was. I got 80 quid for that rubbish, you know.
I'll get it all back for you. If I talk to him, I'm sure we could work something out.
I don't want it. I've got me memories up here in me head. I don't need bits of junk collecting dust to remind me.
Something told me I should get this back off him, though.
Oh, Heather, me painting. How did you know?
But it was important. I heard warning bells and I acted on them for a change.
As soon as he left, I thought, what have I done? That painting's a part of my life from before I met Albie. I had such fun teasing him about it. He was a very jealous man. That's why he made me hang it upside down. Look, this is how it should go. See?
But it's just... Oh, no, hang on. It's a nude woman. Olive, don't tell me it's you.
I used to be an artist model. At the Slade, mostly. St. Ives, when I fancied holiday. I had a nice pair of boobs, even though I say it myself. Bit of a tum, but they like that.
You look wonderful.
I do, don't I? Even with a green face and that funny shadow on my left leg. Have you heard of a fella called Francis Bacon? He did it. Oh, he was a dear. Oh, thank you, Heather. I would have been lost without it.
So you're not moving? I'm pleased.
First of all, I thought I'd buy a ghetto blaster with the 80 quid. Then I thought, no, a dog, to tear the limbs off any little brats who try to scare me again.
Good idea.
And maybe its barking will drown out your granddaughter. That crying's not helping my headaches at all. Can't you do something about her? Ooh. And that bread you bought me yesterday was stale. I always go to the baker's by the post office. Maybe you could get me some more tomorrow when you pick up me dry cleaning. And not granary, only it gets stuck under me plate.
In The Wild Bunch, episode 2 of Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crow, Ryan. Dervla Molloy played Maeve, Elizabeth Kelly, Olive, Harry Myers, Tommy, and Gemma Saunders, Chloe. The director was David Hunter.